Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to our midweek edition of the Buckmaster Show. It is Wednesday. It's the 7th of August, 2013. Our show is live each weekday. We're here from 12:04 to 1 o'clock, Monday through Friday on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station. We live stream the show on my website, buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And you can hear the program anytime, anywhere. We podcast, again, on my website. We also make it available on TucsonCitizen.com. That's the website owned by the Gannett Corporation. And TucsonSentinel.com, which is Tucson's online news service, also has our program available. Today's show features a leadoff interview. State Senator Al Melvin is with me in studio. Senator Melvin will give us an update on his campaign to be Arizona's next governor. 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. If you have a comment or question, we invite you to join us on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can follow us on Facebook. It's very simple to find, and we have more and more friends joining the program or becoming friends of the program every day. It's Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. We'll get you to our growing popular Facebook site. So if you have a question or comment for Senator Melvin, again, it's 790-2040. Senator, good to see you.
Great to be here, Bill. Thank you for letting me come on.
Senator Melvin is the District 11 Republican State Senator. He lives in Saddlebrook, which is north, just north of the Pima-Pinal County line. His legislative district extends all the way from Oro Valley here in Pima County through part of Casa Grande and into Pinal County community, actually all the way up to the community of Maricopa. It's a good-sized district, isn't
it,
Senator? You announced, I believe it was April 22nd, that you intend to run for governor in the gubernatorial race of 2014. The last time we had spoken, Senator, you had pretty much just announced this exploratory campaign. How has the summer gone for you?
It's going great, Bill. By the way, we passed a bill in the last legislative session allowing me and others to drop the words exploratory committee in September, so I'll be able to drop that wording. So that'll be a relief. But until then, I have to keep remembering to say exploratory committee.
And why do you have to do the
It's one of the resign to run thing.
All right.
You know, there are a bunch of us in the race who are I'm a sitting senator. There's a secretary of state. There's a treasurer. That kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's going great. As I was mentioning before the show, my wife and I are enjoying traveling throughout the state. We spent almost a week on the Navajo Nation. A couple of weeks ago, I was able to address the Navajo governing council in Window Rock, and then we went to Page, and I my wife and I were able to make a tour of the Navajo generating station to try to save that coal-fired plant.
Because which is so important because of the implications of the Central Arizona Project water. Many folks don't realize that it's that pumping and that electricity that keeps the water
absolutely
flowing.
And so doing everything we can to bring sanity to that situation and to save the plant. Then we went about 75 miles back to the east to Black Mesa and visited the coal mine that supplies the coal to the Navajo generating station. Next week we'll be going back to Kingman. So traveling throughout the state, and this is great to be on the air with you to give all of the specific items that make up my campaign for governor. And I think that's really what distinguishes me from my opponents. They are not specific, but I am, and I can't wait to get into it and talk about them.
Well, before we talk specifically about some of the platforms in your campaign, it has been a long time since Southern Arizona
has won the Arizona governorship. What is, can you kind of give us your game plan? You alluded to the fact there are several candidates. There could be as many, I don't know, I'm just going to say off the top of my head, maybe 10, maybe even a dozen candidates.
That could happen on the Republican side.
On the Republican.
Maybe two on the Democratic side. But, you know, when people talk about Southern Arizona and then the Maricopa County, Phoenix area, frankly, I feel very confident about Phoenix and Maricopa County because really I'm the most conservative candidate in the race of both parties. One could say perhaps that Andy Thomas, the former Maricopa County attorney, could be as conservative as me, but I've been in the Senate for the last 5 years. I don't have some of the problems that he has with his ability to practice law and things like that. But so I feel very confident in the greater Phoenix, Maricopa County area. But as I was saying, some of the four things that are kind of unique to my campaign, I'm the only white-haired guy in the race. And as you know, the white-haired guys and gals they turn out for elections.
Yes, they do.
In big numbers. I have a rural strategy where I'm going to go after all of the rural counties and the strongholds of Republicans throughout the state in those counties. I'm the only veteran in the race. There are over 700,000 veterans in the state, and when you include their families, that could be almost 2 million people. And then I'm reaching out, I will reach out to the 21 tribes of Native Americans. I've already started with the Navajo Nation, and I'll be going back there in September. So, but aside from that, I've got very specific things, starting with creating private sector jobs, but I'd love to get into it in the time we have together.
Senator Al Melvin is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. Senator Melvin would love to hear from you and perhaps what's on your mind, what issue is important to you, and was there one overriding issue that in your travels up in northern Arizona, what were you hearing people tell you, Senator?
Well, the main thing really is private sector jobs, and we're making a lot of headway there, but unfortunately, the 21 tribes, they're running about a 50% unemployment rate.
50%?
Yeah. Even with at the Navajo Generating Station and the coal mine, there are 85% Native Americans are working there. But the EPA is trying to shut them down, adding even more pressure to the unemployment situation. But really, private sector jobs, but we're making real progress there. We have gone as a state from 46th to 4th in job creation. I realize it's stronger in the Phoenix, Maricopa area than it is in the Tucson, Pima area, but I think one part of that is the perception of business, that they're probably more wanted up there than here. For instance, we talked about the F-35 and Davis-Monthan. I spent 30 years in the Naval Reserve. One thing the military says is they only want to be where they're wanted. They know that they're wanted in the Phoenix area, so therefore Luke Air Force Base already has nailed down the F-35. But down here, you read the Star, the letters to the editor, people complaining about air noise, and they're not thinking about national defense. When I hear the sound of a jet, I'm not hearing noise pollution. I'm hearing the sound of freedom. And we just need to be more pro-business in Southern Arizona, in my view.
Are you worried about the possible closure of Davis-Monthan Air Force?
Well, I hope not, because that's one of the reasons I settled in this part of Arizona. Being a retired Navy captain, I wanted to be near a base, and that's what brought us here. But one tactic that I heard that makes sense, and I would have to rely on some of our retired admirals and generals, is that if we can't get the F-35, we ought to be looking at a real strong lobbying effort on the A-10. Mm-hmm. It's a great aircraft. Mm-hmm. And if we can just extend its life, as the B-52 has been extended way beyond, the aircraft is older than most of its pilots today.
Yeah, due to economic reasons, it mm-hmm. makes sense to extend, I think, the A-10.
And the Army loves it, and they're the primary beneficiary of it. So I'm hoping that the Davis-Monthan 50 and the powers that be will be looking at that approach, an A-10 expansion, mm-hmm. Keeping it alive and revamping it. And it's a great aircraft, and it's well-established here, and that should help ensure the future of Davis-Monthan.
All right, coming up now on 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Can we take, we're going to go to Ralph, who would like to speak with Senator Melvin. Go ahead, Ralph. You're with Senator Al Melvin.
Good afternoon, Bill. Good afternoon, Senator Melvin.
Yes, Ralph.
I have a question for Senator Melvin. Mm-hmm. What do you think, what attributes do you think our next governor should have, given the intrusion of the administration in Washington into state affairs? And I'll hang up and listen to
your
answer.
Well, it's a great question, Ralph. And what I want to do is to, and I know we want to make Arizona a safe haven from the chaos that's coming out of Washington. Frankly, with Obama in the White House, the chaos, the confusion, the economic turmoil will continue as long as he's there. But we can make Arizona a safe haven by lower taxes, less regulations, right-sizing government, as we've already started to do, and doing similar things that are being done in Texas with other conservative governors. Another is I'm committed to eliminating the income tax in Arizona, both individual and corporate, and also Texas-style tort reform. When they did that in Texas, three things happened. Lawyers started leaving the state, doctors started arriving, and business flourished. We can do these things. They're in our power to make our state a safe haven for our people and our businesses. And that's what I'm committed to do. Thanks for calling in about that.
All right. Senator Al Melvin is going to stick around. He's graciously agreed to stay around for another segment with us on the Buckmaster Show. Right now, let's take a pause and let's hear what the people who support the Buckmaster Show have to say. And we ask that you give them your support as well. They make this program possible. Right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Everyone is switching to high-efficiency appliances because they have money, and a Culligan high-efficiency water softener does the same. But did you know that you can rent rather than buy? Think about it. No equipment to pay for upfront, money-saving purchase options if you change your mind, and service calls are included in the rental rate. In fact, you'll never have to pay for another water softener, ever. So now you can get all the benefits of soft water for less when you rent from Culligan. Imagine a spot-free home, softer skin, and brighter laundry for dollars a day. Even better, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy, plus helps all your appliances last longer. Let your Culligan man take care of your water when you rent the world's most efficient water softener. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and penal politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Looking for that perfect late summer getaway? I recommend historic Bear Mountain Lodge, just minutes from the picturesque heart of Silver City, New Mexico, only 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Ranked number one on TripAdvisor, Bear Mountain Lodge sits on 178 secluded acres nestled against the immense grandeur of the Gila National Forest. Check out this lovely high country tranquil oasis at BearMountainLodge.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 1221 on our midweek edition, Wednesday afternoon, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a question or comment for State Senator Al Melvin, who is running as a Republican, he's among what is a growing field of Republicans who want to be Arizona's next governor. Senator Melvin, I think that this Medicaid expansion is going to be, obviously it's going to be a very, very key issue in the Republican primary, but I think it will also be very important in the general election.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and thank you for saying that, Bill. This Medicaid expansion of Governor Brewer, we have to stop it dead in its tracks, and I want to appeal to the listeners to help sign the petition to get the issue on the ballot in November of next year. But in the meantime, I and other conservative elected officials have joined with the Goldwater Institute, and it looks like we're going to have a lawsuit against the state, in that this should have required a two-thirds vote in the legislature, not a simple majority, as per Prop 108, which was approved by the voters in the late 1990s. So we're confident we're going to win that lawsuit. But yes, the economic future of the state depends on us pushing back and stopping all aspects of Obamacare, including Medicaid expansion. You know, I'm hearing from friends and others that doctors are leaving their profession. They're disillusioned, the confusion amongst businesses on how many can they hire, what is insurance going to cost them. So we need to roll it back. That's why we need the tort reform, as Texas did. Texas has so many doctors coming there that they have a hard time keeping up with their medical board for approve the newcomers. We need that problem here. We need to keep our doctors, not have them leave or leave the profession completely because of the confusion of Obamacare, and especially the elderly. The death panels, the taking of at least $800 billion from Medicare to fund Obamacare, people need to be acquainted with the issues and vote accordingly. And when they do, I'm confident we're going to roll it back and stop it dead and revive the best medical system in the whole world, and that's the open marketplace of American medicine.
Senator Al Melvin is with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040. Senator Melvin has been no stranger to some controversial issues, like his support for more nuclear power and a push to make Arizona the national repository for nuclear waste processing and burial. Will that be a campaign issue for you as well?
One thing, it's not nuclear waste. It's you spent nuclear fuel. And what we're proposing is what the French have done, to instead of burying 100% of the used fuel in a place like Yucca Mountain, is to recycle 96% of it into new usable fuel rods. But when my opponents of either party push wind and solar, they're not being intellectually honest with the voter. We cannot remain a world power on wind and solar. We can't. We need to provide for the base load, and I believe that clean coal, hydroelectric, and more nuclear energy are the answers, and it actually relates to our future of our water, and we're in a desert state. If we can have more reactors to export usable, plentiful and reliable and affordable electricity to California and Mexico for desalination plants, we can barter that electricity for some of their Colorado River water rights, which will flow into our canals, and we will protect water for generations to come. This is a key issue, and people need to understand it. I know it can be a little complicated, but it'll create great jobs and prosperity. When we talk about the economic future of Arizona, you need plentiful, affordable, and reliable water, electricity, and transportation, and I'm committed to providing all of them.
Senator Al Melvin with us. Have a few more minutes with Senator Melvin. Then Allie Miller will be here, Pima County Supervisor from District 1. We haven't talked about another one of your campaign issues, and that would be school vouchers.
Yes, universal school vouchers. We spend about $9,000 per child in Arizona when you include federal, state, and local money. What I am advocating is that each and every family in Arizona would, regardless of income or zip code, would get $9,000 per child to send their child to the school of their choice. If you like your current district school, fine. If you want to go to a charter school, parochial or private, and I'm convinced that this competition will result in bad schools going away and good ones will flourish, but this is one of the keys to our economic future, that's for sure.
If you emerge as the Republican nominee, how do you think you'd do against the two Democrats? I don't know which one's going to win. We've interviewed them both recently on the show, Fred Duvall and Chad Campbell. What would that be, a race? How would that shape
up? I am confident of victory. I really am, because the Democrat Party gave us Obama, and now we're looking at 8 years of lost economic opportunity and chaos. They have to wear Obama around their neck. Whoever the Democrat candidate is, they're going to have to defend Obama's record as a fellow Democrat. This is going to be real easy, I believe, in showing how chaotic this has been for our country, this misguided administration in Washington, Obamacare, all of the destroyed jobs, record numbers of unemployed people on food stamps. This is an economic chaos that we're dealing with, and I'm confident of going up and winning against any Democrat that is put up as governor here in Arizona.
Okay, Senator Melvin, we're going to have to wrap it up. Where can people find out more about the campaign? I know you're trying you've got a website up now.
Yes, votealmelvin.com, votealmelvin.com. And I would urge people to go to the Secretary of State's website where people can put their names up to support candidates of either party to get on the ballot and to contribute $5 for clean elections candidates, which I'm one of them.
And if you get a certain, how much do you need in clean elections before you get a check?
We need 6,000 signatures and 6,000 people to contribute $5. And with that, I will be funded as a clean elections candidate.
Senator Melvin, thanks for spending a half hour with us, and we'll talk again. Thanks a lot.
Enjoyed every minute, Bill. Can't wait to come back.
Thank you very much. We've got Allie Miller coming up next, Pima County Supervisor from District 1.
SRN News. I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Nidal Hassan is denying that he is deliberately charting a course toward his own conviction and a sentence of death. He's acting as his own attorney at his trial in the 2009 Fort Hood shooting rampage in Texas. His standby lawyer today said it's clear the Army psychiatrist is working toward a death sentence. The White House says it has explained to the Russian government why it's canceling the planned summit next month between President Obama and Russian President Putin. There is renewed hope today that production might resume at a factory park that had been jointly run by North and South Korea. The North says it's lifting a ban on operations at that park on the north side of the border. Wall Street, the Dow down about 40 points. The NASDAQ is off 10. More details at srnnews.com.
Hey, have you noticed all the road construction in the Tucson area?
Yes, I see lots of road work.
Yeah, in fact, the Regional Transportation Authority is funding work right now for more than a dozen projects, including bus pullouts and intersections.
I sure see lots of RTA orange signs downtown and in the region.
Yeah, and I hear new RTA projects will begin soon.
Great. The RTA projects makes for better roads and safer driving for all of us.
Getting underway, the Houghton Broadway intersection. The RTA delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit RTAMobility.com or Facebook.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
West in La Paloma, Tucson's iconic luxury resort and spa is now better than ever with a $30 million rejuvenation that includes all guest rooms, public spaces, meeting rooms, upgraded golf and tennis, and new pool and lobby areas, plus enhanced dining. And the setting, well, it couldn't be better on 250 acres in the foothills of the Catalinas. Take a look at the rejuvenation at westinlapalomaresort.com.
Hello?
Hey, honey. Just packing and getting ready for my flight home.
Great. You didn't forget about Adam's soccer game, did you?
Hey, it's his last game of the season. I wouldn't miss it for the world.
But you land at 4. How can you be there by 5?
No problem. I'm flying into Tucson. I park right by the terminal, and the soccer field is only 10 minutes from the airport.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our midweek addiction. We hope it's your addiction. Hope it's an addiction for you, the Buckmaster Show. Our midweek edition at 1235, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you would like to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line, we welcome now in studio with me Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller from District 1. Allie, good to see you.
Oh, good afternoon, Bill. Nice to be here.
Well, what do you think about all this, the bond survey that's currently going on? There is a lot of interest in the community. The last word I had, and this was last Friday, that more than 12,300 residents had weighed in since the county asked people to vote kind of online with the survey.
Well, I think that's a good idea to get the input from the residents. I'd like to see more people involved in voting on this and looking at the various projects that are out there. My personal opinion is we have to wait until this is pared down. Right now, this is a wish list, and it comes up to approximately $1.2 billion is what they have in this wish list. So they're surveying the residents and taxpayers to find out what projects they're interested in. And then my understanding is in the next few meetings, they'll be paring the list down to identify which projects the people want. My concern, of course, is always the maintenance affiliated with these various projects. People forget that part, that either we have to cut costs, cut our spending in order to compensate for this maintenance, or increase taxes. And based upon this year's budget, we know that the board did not have the will to cut spending. So that's a real concern to me. And one example is Pima County currently owns 110,000 acres of open space. That costs us $60 per acre annually, which is a cost of $6.6 million per year. So we need to think about these things and really identify and make sure that we estimate the costs associated with maintenance very carefully.
The last bond election, Allie Miller, was in 2006, and if this goes the way most people think it will, that this will be on the ballot in 2014. Would you urge caution and perhaps even push it back to 2016?
I certainly am going to look at this very carefully, and it is going to have to be a minimal amount of projects in order for me to support it. Right now what I'm seeing, this list has got a huge number of projects, and yes, I do urge caution on this, and I urge the voters to very carefully research and understand what projects are being included and exactly what it's going to cost them.
You're looking at each project so far. What are some of your conclusions?
Well,
You've got in front of you kind of a line by line. That's the whole thing, isn't it?
Right. I did. I've got the whole list.
Big list.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I'm looking at Pima County, just the costs associated with maintenance, and it comes up to just a lot of the projects' descriptions didn't have the maintenance cost included because they haven't either estimated them or gotten to that point yet. But we're looking at roughly the projects, and understand they haven't been pared down yet, but it's close to $20 million in maintenance, operations and maintenance of these various projects. So we need to really understand what we're voting on when we vote. You know, the bonds will cost us on our secondary property taxes, and then the maintenance will come out of our primary operating budget. And like I said before, the board did not have the will to cut spending this year. As a matter of fact, they increased spending. So we need to make sure that we caution the voters to understand exactly what they're voting on.
It's $1.2 billion worth of projects, and you think it will be somewhere eventually pared down, what, in half or some?
You know, the word I'm hearing right now is that they're hoping, they're targeting maybe around $600 million. And I don't know if that is in fact the case, but this is what I've been told.
But if it was $600 million, we can pretty much count you as a no on that.
Well, it depends on the projects, okay. And it depends on the private investors. Do we have private sector investment that's going to go along with the aerospace defense corridor? That is very important to me, that we have private investors signed up to work to cooperate with the public on that funding. If it's all going to be funded with public sector money, I'm not willing to gamble with the taxpayers' money and build an aerospace park and a tech park and hope they will come. I believe we need to make sure that we have these private investors signed up before we go ahead and invest this public money.
12:40 on the Buckmaster Show. Allie Miller is here, and we're going to go now to the Buckmaster Show live line. Allie, if you'd put your headset on there, and we will be able to hear from David. Go ahead, David. You're with Supervisor Miller.
I thank you for trying to pare down, some of the spending projects. We spend way too much money. The thing is, the more we grow, the more the population grows, the more people require more services from the government. And that matches the spending up. We need more bigger roads, more schools, more fire and police protection, and all the infrastructure and services. So I'm glad you're trying to, tighten the belt, and that's good. Anyways, I plan to vote no on most of the bonds because my taxes gone from $1,500 to almost $5,000 in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's a real problem. I've heard that from a lot of people, that their taxes are increasing. And we have a lot of people in Pima County that are living here on fixed incomes. And as you want to raise taxes, these people can't afford it. And we've got people teetering on the edge. So we really need to be very careful and make sure that the one thing when this package comes forward, it's my understanding that you will not be able to vote line item by line item. It will be a package deal. So it'll be a one-item deal on the bonds. That is my understanding at this time, that it'll be a one package that you vote for the whole bond package, or yes or no on the whole package. So please evaluate it carefully. I know a lot of people are very, very concerned about this.
And we do want to urge everyone to weigh in with the online survey. That is up until Friday, I believe.
I believe it's Friday.
They've extended it till 11:30 in the evening, and it's very simple to vote. It's pima.gov/bond survey, and you can weigh in on what particular projects you are in favor of. Do you see some projects that jump out at you that you do like, Allie Miller?
Well, one of them, the Pima Animal Control, like we were discussing before.
I would vote for that.
Yes, that is, yes, they do a tremendous job out there, and it's money very well spent, and they're trying to save these animals, and it costs a lot of money that the county has to invest in these, protecting these animals and making sure that they get placed in homes, and they do a fabulous job at it. So there's one project. Some of the other projects I may be interested in, as I said, the aerospace and defense corridor, it depends on the private sector investment. That's what I have to see before I can approve it. As I said, I wouldn't be willing to gamble with taxpayer money and just say, let's build this and hope they'll come. That, to me, does not make sense. And until we can fix our roads, to me, that's part of economic development, and we're not repairing our roads. Whether we state we have money for it or not, I get memos that say, yes, we've got money, no, we don't. The problem is, it's obvious to everyone we're not repairing our roads, and that is a huge component of economic development. When you drive into a community and you see the roads in disrepair, you see the weeds, you see the trash, that has a huge impact on a potential investor in this community. So that's something I think is a priority, but we're not making it a priority.
Are you still getting a lot of road questions to your office for District 1?
Yes. Roughly 80% of the calls that we get in District 1 are for roads repairs and road issues. And as I said previously, the roads in District 1, 72% of the roads in District 1 are in failed to poor condition. Overall for the county, it's 62%. So District 1 has been very neglected, and we need to get more roads repaired in that district.
Well, I live in that district, and I will agree with you. We really do need to improve the road situation. 790-2040, Allie Miller, Pima County Supervisor, Republican from District 1 on the board, is with us. Rose, are we ready? Yes, Jim is with us. I think it's Jim Kelly. Jim, hi. How are you today?
I am well, Bill. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Good to have you there, Allie. I'm glad you're there.
Thank
you. Listen, you know, there's a lot of things in that survey that aren't sexy and fun, but there's also some things in there that are absolute must-needs, particularly on the south side with the flood abatement program that needs to happen on the Benson Highway. There's so much. You're absolutely right. If we don't fix our roads, we could build all the sexy stuff in the world. Nobody's going to come. The roads have to come first.
Yeah, I agree with you, Jim, and that's one of the things that we haven't seen, and that is not, you know, we're not going to see that. We're going to see more roads being built, but that the money for coming out of that 97 HERF money that is left for road repairs, is that's what's going to be used to repair those roads. We are not repairing the existing roads, and that is a problem. And, yeah, we need to make sure we prioritize this carefully and people weigh in on this. I hope everyone goes and does that survey and so that we understand exactly what we're dealing with. And the maintenance costs, we have some of them, but not all of them affiliated with them, and I intend to provide that to voters prior to the election so that they know exactly. You know, you're going to pay for these bonds with your secondary taxes, and then the maintenance costs will come out of your primary taxes. So we need to make sure that we understand exactly what we're getting into in terms of debt.
All right. Roberta is up next on the Buckmaster Show. Roberta, you're with Pima County Supervisor Allie Miller. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Allie.
Hi, Roberta.
I just wanted to make sure that I understood correctly. Even though the citizens vote and approve these bonds, there's another political arm called the Bond Advisory Committee that can change what the citizens want with done with that bond money. Am I correct on that?
No, it isn't the Bond Advisory Committee. The Bond Advisory Committee will approve this package, which will then come before the Board of Supervisors for approval. What you're referring to is the Board of Supervisors has the ability with a 3-2 vote to move the monies around anywhere they want. So this is something else that concerns a lot of taxpayers. I've gotten a lot of calls on them, from them, and it is just because we vote for these bonds that are going to be used for a specific purpose, with a 3-2 vote, the board can move that money to another project. So we need to be aware of that as well. So that's something, you are correct, that but it is the Board of Supervisors that would actually have to vote to move that money.
When will there be a decision on this?
My understanding is they'll be meeting two more times, and I'm not sure exactly when their meetings are, but I do not know the exact date that they plan to make a decision. I assume it will be before the end of the year, but I haven't gotten any information yet from the Bond Advisory Committee on that.
Okay, again, it's pima.gov/bond survey if you would like to vote and weigh in. Allie Miller, thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks a lot. Okay. This portion of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. We urge all of our Buckmaster Show listeners to take a little road trip, 3.5 hours east of Tucson. Boy, it's so pretty up there right now in Silver City, a mile-high elevation. They've had the summer rains. The Gila Wilderness Forest has greened up, and it's about 15 degrees cooler. Really pleasant nights over in Silver City right now. So check it out. Their fine website is Southwest New Mexico, all spelled out, .org, and there's a list of all the great places to stay, including Little Toad Creek Inn, Burrow Mountain, Homestead RV Park, and Spirit Canyon Lodge. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
At Cox Business, we don't cook the entrees, but we are in the restaurant business. Just ask Kirsten Traina, co-owner of the Liberty Market Restaurant.
Power burger with cheddar.
She prefers doing business with local suppliers, including produce from a local farm, and internet and phone service from Cox Business. She counts on us for reliable internet, with speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL and feature-rich business phone service.
Margarita pizza.
And our award-winning local support team is available 24/7. Visit coxbusiness.com to get business internet select and phone for only $99 per month. Plus, ask about next-day professional installation.
And a carrot cake.
That's for me. Switch to Cox Business today and see how your business is our business. Offer valid until 9/30/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on max download speed of Cox Business Internet service 150 megabits per second versus basic DSL 1.5 megabits per second service. Other restrictions may apply. Next day install subject to availability. Eligibility restrictions may apply.
Well, 53 now on the Buckmaster Show. The third annual Nogales Expo is now scheduled for August 30th in Nogales, Sonora. It's a great opportunity for organizations, businesses to profile their particular, showcase their goods and services to the industry. It's the third annual Expo Nogales, and to tell us about it, we have Keith Rosenblum, the Buckmaster Show contributor on the border, joining us now on the live line. Keith, how are you?
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Keith.
Thanks for allowing yourself to be a vehicle to for people to learn about the Expo.
Well, I really would like to learn about it myself, so why don't you tell us what's planned?
Well, this is something new. Not new, but this is the third year that the Asociación de Maquiladoras de Sonora, which is the twin plant association, or the Maquiladora Association of Nogales, which has 100 members, says to people, come and show us what you have. These companies are blue-chip U.S. companies. There are also some Mexican and other Canadian or foreign-owned companies that have maybe 35,000-40,000 employees in Nogales, Mexico. And so they kind of reached out. I think it dawned on them 3 years ago, that they really ought to look at what's available in southern Arizona instead of just sourcing things, by who they happen to know or by doing an internet search, rather have their own expo. And so years one and years two, Jesus told me, this is all a favor, by the way, to that the Buckmaster Show is doing and that I volunteered to do for Jesus Montoya, who's the head of the Vaquila Association. They deal with the state government. They deal with the city governments on issues that are relevant to their constituents. And the Maquila Association probably, I think they represent maybe 3/4 or 80% of all of the twin plants. The twin plant, as you know or don't know, is a Mexican company. Generally, it's wholly owned by a U.S. or another foreign company, and they have a legal presence in Mexico, but essentially what they're doing is labor. And it used to be Foster Grant and Memorex and a handful of companies that had very labor-intensive but simple things to do in Mexico. And now we're talking about Airbus components. We're talking about a very sophisticated industry, harnesses for helicopters, things like that. And again, the Mexican labor is maybe 1/5 or 1/6 of what it would cost these companies either in the U.S. or elsewhere abroad, in Europe. And so they put it in these mostly border plants, and they can save a whole bunch of money on the labor.
And how can listeners who are associated with Tucson area businesses take part, Keith?
Okay, well, it'll require writing down this email address, which I just put down myself. It'll require you to know the word comunicación in Spanish. You will send an email to the Twin Plant Association, which is comunicacion@amsnogales.com. The website is amsnogales.com, and comunicación is comunicacion, comunicacion@amsnogales.com. And also, I spoke a little while ago with Eric Nielsen, who's the director of the commercial service in Arizona for our government, for the U.S. government. And Eric has, in years past, taken businesses to all the way there himself. They've actually chartered a bus in the past. And I spoke to him, and he said, have anybody who would like to either arrange to go down to see it or who would like to know more details to go ahead and give him a buzz. And his phone number in Tucson is 670-5808. That's 670-5808, and he's Eric Nielsen, and he's the our Department of Commerce director for the state of Arizona.
I need to get him on the radio show. I've interviewed Eric over the years on the TV show a bunch of times, and he is a wealth of knowledge about Tucson and exports from Arizona to other places. So I'm really glad you brought Eric's name into the picture. Again, that number
is an oracle of Delphus when it comes to the all knowledge of that. And it always pains me to say this, but his sense of humor is better than yours. I know. Tough for you to acknowledge, but, and I know you probably don't want to have a competitor on the show, but the guy is great, and he is. He is an encyclopedia of all export info.
Hey, you said that more than 100 members now of that Twin Plant Association, and I take it this has really been growing over the last couple of years. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if your definition of last couple is 4 decades, then yes, and actually for the last couple as well. But in 1965, a little bit of history, 1965 is when under President Echeverria, the Mexicans kind of opened to the world. They say, all right, well, we don't really want all these products flooding our market, but what we're going to do is we're going to allow foreign companies to set up assembly plants where you can use Mexican labor. You just can't sell the products in our country. So then you just, when you're done doing all your assembly, you can go ahead and re-export it, and the only duty that you're going to pay on it is on the labor. So, which is really minimal. So let's say that someone earns $15 at that time, $10 or $15 a day. You basically pay nothing. You send all the components to Mexico. There was a musical instrument company, Con, and a whole bunch of others. Highly laborious work. And then you bring it back to the U.S. or send it off to Germany or wherever, and you pay a minimal amount of duty. Well, now it's actually allowed a lot of the maquilas to sell domestically as well. So some of these products are sold in Mexico, too. But the answer to your question is this has gone from being a couple thousand workers in Nogales to 40,000, I think, today or somewhere in that area. And this is a phenomenon that's taken place in Mexicali, Juarez, you know, Tijuana, even Agua Prieta and Douglas. So this is something that's gone on because, again, the quality of labor is good and it's still a fraction of what it would cost in the U.S. or Europe.
Okay, Keith, thank you very much. Third annual Nogales Expo scheduled for August 30th in Nogales, Sonora. Thank you, Keith.
A pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show supplied by Culligan. Thank you, Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. Thanks to supplying all of our in-studio guests, Culligan, with a bottle of Culligan water. John C. Scott from 3 to 5, then Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 here on KBOI tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7. AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.